Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Find God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
You get transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you want change in your life, change the way you think. Proverbs 23:7 says, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Your life is going the direction of your dominant thought. You may not like that, but it's true. And if you're sick and diseased, it's because your thinking is sick and diseased. And you may be thinking, well, I didn't want this. I didn't pray for this. I haven't been thinking cancer. I never even thought of this. It just struck me out of the blue. But your thinking was sick. You weren't thinking that the works that Jesus did shall I do. No plague shall come nigh my dwelling. He'll give his angels charge over me. They'll bear me up in their hands. That man, he has delivered me from all sickness and all disease. Those are curses and I'm redeemed from the curse. You hadn't been thinking that way. You hadn't been standing on that. You hadn't been saying the word. It doesn't mean that you necessarily wanted sickness. It doesn't mean that you caused it directly. But your thinking rendered you powerless to where you're thinking, I'm only a man or a woman. God, what can I do? That's wrong thinking. You were squeezed into the mold of this world, and that's what's caused you to be run over and Satan steal from you. We live in a fallen world, and you're going to have problems. I'm not saying that every problem comes because you have caused it. I don't think that this Haitian earthquake was God causing it, and I don't think it's voodoo that caused it. I think there's natural things that happen. I think that voodoo, the national religion of voodoo, caused their economy to be poor. I think it caused them not to have the infrastructure that a developed nation that wouldn't be into voodoo had. And so it magnified and amplified the effects and may have made it worse. But it's just a natural thing that happened. God didn't do it. The devil didn't do it. If you fall off this stage and break something, the devil didn't make you do it. You just fell. Amen. I don't think that everything is either God or the devil. But I tell you what, if I fell off of here, I've broken bones before when I was out jogging and I was 8 miles from home and it was cold and I'd have frozen to death before somebody got to me, and I decided, praise God, I need to believe God. And I broke my ankle I was going down this thing and got it caught on a tree root and it snapped and it broke and I rolled, and by the time I got to the bottom of the hill, I jumped straight up in the air and said, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed. And I ran 8 miles back home and my ankle swelled up, but I was okay and I'm fine. And you know what? I don't think that God made me break my ankle. I don't think the devil made me break my ankle. But praise God, I was able to believe God and get back home and survive because of it. God has given us power and you can overcome things. I don't think everything is all your fault. But if we were not squeezed into the mold of this world where we're singing these songs, I'm only human, I'm just a man, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. If you weren't singing those kind of songs and thinking that, man, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, then when something comes against you, you'd be able to overcome it. But you spend your whole life thinking the way the world thinks, that I'm nobody. I can't do anything. I can't lay hands on the sick. That's for the preachers. That's for somebody else. You think this way, and then all of a sudden something comes against you and, oh God, what am I going to do? I can't. And you pray and you wonder why nothing's happening. It's because you've been squeezed into the way this world thinks. You see yourself as a nobody. You don't know that you have the same power that raised Christ from the dead living on the inside of you. And so when you go to praying, you aren't going to see anything happen, because as you think, that's the way you are, and you are powerless because you've thought you're powerless. I'm not saying this to rebuke. I'm trying to say that, brothers and sisters, we're living below our privileges, and people are coming, and I've prayed with dozens of people this week, and I love you, and I'm going to keep praying for people. I'm not mad at you, but it's sad to me that people come and that they have zero confidence that they can believe God. But if I'll pray for them, they'll be healed. I don't have a gift of healing. I don't have a special anointing for healing. I don't have anything in here that Joe Blow believer doesn't have. The only difference is I know what I've got. And I use what I've got. And so, yes, I'm willing to help people, but it just breaks my heart that people see themselves as nothing. You don't know what you've got. God lives on the inside of you. God Almighty lives on the inside of you, and we're living like He's out there somewhere. And we believe these things that, oh, the devil has blocked my prayers from getting through to God. And so we do spiritual warfare and get 100 million people to pray and open up the heavens so that our prayers can get through to God. How dumb can you get and still breathe? Well, isn't that what happened with Daniel? Yes, but Daniel was an Old Testament man. And in the New Testament, God lives on the inside of me. He's never going to leave me nor forsake me. And I don't have to get my prayers past demons up to God. That's the reason I bow my head when I pray, so that I can look at God. Say, Father, amen, He's right here. And yet we come up with these weird doctrines because people don't know the Word. We've been squeezed into the mold of the world. Ignorance is killing us. Have you ever heard the expression that what you don't know won't hurt you? That's a lie. What you don't know is killing you. Ignorance is costly. And brothers and sisters, God gave us the Word. You've got to renew your mind. If I hadn't had just a little bit of renewing of my mind, I would have submitted to these prophecies that were supernatural. It was supernatural. It wasn't natural. And I would have submitted to them. And I'd have died. And I wouldn't have fulfilled my destiny. And brothers and sisters, I'm saying God loves you. Some of you have made a commitment to the Lord. But what we don't know about the Word of God would fill volumes. We've got to get into the Word of God. We've got to find out what God's Word says. You need to get to where you know God's Word better than you know your favorite TV show and the characters and what's happened with somebody's baby bump and whether or not they got... Boy, the stuff that's on the Internet, it just amazes me. I go on the Internet and get these reports, and that's... I kind of just scan it to see if we've gone to war or if something's happened. And the stuff they list on there is so trivial. It is offensive. It is just stupid, stupid, stupid. And I'm saying this in love, but many of you watch this stuff and are absorbed with it. When you have a trivial pursuit game or something, you know all of this stuff that doesn't amount to anything, and yet you couldn't quote where by His stripes we are healed is for anything. And then you wonder, why can't I get healed? I'm just trying to remove the question. I'm not mad at you. But I am mad at ignorance, and I am mad at the devil that has blinded people. And I'm just telling you the truth, brothers and sisters, that if you want to be transformed and prove the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God, then you get into the Word of God and you get transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I can guarantee you, you'll change. You change the way you think and you'll change your experience. And if you're trying to change your experience without changing the way you think, that is absolutely crazy. It doesn't work that way. And yet this is what the vast majority of people are doing is, oh God, give me a different results, but I don't want to change a thing over here. It doesn't work that way. And at the expense of you thinking I'm self-serving, this is why we have the Bible school and why we're having a meeting. There are many of you that it's like, where do I start? How do I learn the words? You don't have to just struggle the way that I did. You can take the truths that God has given me and Wendell and other people and praise God. You can condense what it's taken me 42 years to learn, and you can learn these things in a short period of time. Why in the world don't we take advantage of the things that are available? Technology today, we got it online. You can get CDs, DVDs. There is just zero excuse for us being woefully ignorant of God's Word. So praise God. I know some of you think I'm angry. I'm really not angry at you. I'm mad at the devil. It's like Smith Wigglesworth. He used to punch people and kick people. He took a baby one time and kicked it off of the stage. And people thought, "You're mean." He says, "I'm just mad at the devil. I can't help it if those people's bodies get in the way." He says, "I'm after the devil. I'm trying to come against these wrong thinking and things that are hurting people and keeping us from receiving. And I'm sorry if you took it personal. But I am just upset that we have let the devil rob from us. And it is so simple. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What part of this do we not understand? Renew our mind by the Word of God, and you will prove the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God." You can't miss it. It's impossible. You would have to backslide on God. You would have to rebel. You're going to have to put on the brakes and say, "No, God, I will not do it." You renew your mind, and you will see God's will come to pass in your life. That's the way that it is. If you haven't seen God's will, if you're struggling, you haven't renewed your mind. So praise God. We got it figured out. All you do is go out and commit yourself to the Word of God, and you're going to see some awesome things happen. Amen. Father, we thank you for your Word, and thank you for these truths. And Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit would take the things that I've tried to say today, and that you would impress on people how important it is to renew our mind and not be conformed to this world. Father, help us to stand out like a heel thumb. Help us to stand out to people around about us, that they would be able to see that there's life in us and death in them. That, Father, we wouldn't just think the way that everybody else does. Help us to renew our minds. And we thank you for that in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Find God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1066C for CD or R3210D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU10C titled Renewing Your Mind when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to become a partner with Andrew Womack Ministries to help support this radio program and all of the other outreaches. You know, you could visit our website and learn a lot more about what's happening, but this ministry is impacting the world. There is much more than just this radio broadcast. We have a television program that reaches 2.2 billion people potential around the world, 15 Bible colleges. There's a lot of things happening. But, you know, it takes a lot of money, especially when we give our materials away to those people who are in need. So if you've been blessed by this ministry and if you'd like to see it continue and be a blessing to someone else, please pray about partnership and then call us at 719-635-1111 and say you'd like to become a partner.